Yeah.
Okay.
It's a massive.
Where's my gallon?
300 to 3,000 last I saw, which is, you know.
In Cave Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Cave Creek, two of them. One in Cave Creek, one in Rivera.
Okay.
Really?
So definitely air resourcing space.
I heard somebody.
It could be a part of that. I'm
yeah.
not sure.
Bonnet Lake Road was shut down last night, I think.
Well, so was the I-17.
Yeah. 69 was shut down too. Did you hear about
I came up.
Yes,
there.
I saw
it.
Yeah, at Mendocino Street. There was
the trailer had a tractor on it, came off the truck,
oh.
went to oncoming traffic and hit this lady's car and set off.
Okay, so we have an interruption in the meeting here, right? What's
today for wedding day?
I'm aware.
Okay. Can you get her through here? She wants to get an easy up.
Okay, where are the numbers?
Yeah, the numbers.
They may not be in the closet. They may be just sitting there in the back.
All right, if you're not there.
They did. Roger, they just.
I know you.
All right, good.
And
500 supplies. He's been rolling for a day and a half.
Yeah.
He's got at least another day.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've lost John and Roger.
The drilling rig is about five times as fast as hand drilling.
2 minutes to drill a 10-foot hole.
Ten times.
While we're waiting, I got an email from Karen that does merchandise.
Right.
She was asking if I should be on some kind of email list.
Yeah.
The treasurer, for sure.
Okay.
Rolls around. It takes even longer to set it up than best to do a whole.
Yeah. You said they'd have known how many times they've been at our place, seven times now. You said they'd have known the rough track rate up first.
I think that's 41 before.
Okay. And Roger's getting easy. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Well, I don't want to. We'll just hang on a minute here until I get back. A lot of dead time on the recording for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I can talk to right now. Walker Day is coming along.
The meeting hasn't started yet.
Yeah, we haven't made a motion to approve the agenda.
Oh. Well, then this will be a pre-meeting.
Pre-meeting meeting.
Yeah.
What's what's going on? Do you know what's going on in Potato Patch with the building?
We just submitted again on Thursday, and it should be last month. They made us redesign the building, re-engineer.
Okay.
It's so stupid.
For aesthetic reasons, or?
No, they're in a floodplain.
They built in a wet-proof construction method.
Okay.
I said, I've forgotten all my life. I've never heard anybody say a wet-proof.
Right.
Only in Arkansas.
Right.
Only from a 25-year-old clerk working
okay.
at the county.
Right.
Never done anything.
Right.
Anyways, we ended up having.
Okay. They weren't in the. They weren't in the closet. They were sitting on the side.
Okay.
Did you find them?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that your
the
dog?
Whole thing in block.
That is not mine.
Wow. Wow.
That would
and then slide it over the block.
No.
Just paint the block.
Oh, it's your dog.
Oh.
No. Okay. Oh,
well, that's too bad.
I've been up here
look
for 6 days,
wood, right?
Thursday morning.
Well, with
3 in the morning,
the
I rushed into the vet in Phoenix. They had emergency surgery.
Oh,
and that
so
feels
he's
like
doing good now.
I know, a great dog rescue. If you can
okay.
leave him if you want.
Okay.
They had to allow for 40
minutes. Oh,
geez. 200
people.
Gosh.
We're swearing into secrecy.
Right.
Anyway, it's just been.
Oh, my gosh.
My personal deal is there's still somebody at the county pulling strings. The guy behind us still doesn't want it.
Oh, I
because they have nitpicked.
Maybe they're concerned about his blowback
okay.
from
him. Okay, we'll have to do it again when we get the room started. Okay.
So are we recording? Is that
yeah, now we're going. The recording's been running ever since before all this.
Roger, thank you for taking care of that.
Yeah. Okay. We have an agenda that was sent around.
I'd like to make a motion to accept that beautiful agenda.
Okay, so John moves and Clyde seconds to approve the agenda. Any discussion about the agenda? You want to add anything? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Public comments? Anybody have anything to say? Now would be a good time to talk about it. No, we'll get into business. Okay. All right.
Well, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, no, we have quorum. Dan Dougherty and Rudy Erdman are absent. Rudy texted me at 6:00 this morning. All right. President's report. We had the annual meeting, and after and had the election. But prior to the election and the annual meeting, the board had solicited proxies, and there were five candidates for four positions. Is that what it was? Or six candidates?
Six for five.
Mm-hmm. And so the board had decided that they would support of the candidates that Carl was the candidate that we knew the least, so the other five candidates would be the ones that the board would cast votes
right.
for, unless there was some specific direction to vote for
right.
for Carl.
And technicality, we had seven for because we had a from the floor. Victoria
from the floor.
Right.
That's correct. But
okay.
by that time, the proxies had already been voted on. We didn't
right.
know
no,
what
I get that.
Be.
I get it.
So that was an action that was taken in the executive session. That needs to be publicized in the general meeting. That's what we did. So in the executive session after the annual meeting to hold the election for the officers, presided over by John Owenessian, because he's the senior board member, the board selected William Loftage as president, John Owenessian as vice president, Clyde McKay as secretary, and Lance Gilbert as treasurer to replace Dan Dougherty, whose businesses has created an issue with him, and so he doesn't have the time necessary to do it. So it was a friendly takeover. Yeah, it was not that Dan wasn't doing a good job. He just had other conflicts to deal with. So and those were all unanimous votes by the board in the executive session. Now, as a result of that, we have at the end of the fiscal year, and we need to have communications, and I've drafted two letters.
Okay,
to whom it may concern, on June 8th, the Board of Directors of the Walker Fire Protection Association voted unanimously to name the following officers of the WFPA, which I just recited. And these officers are conduct any and all transactions necessary to conduct WFPA business. Crap. Well, bad English.
It works.
But it works. So is that going to be sufficient for your insurance company?
I've taken care of what they need.
Okay. Well, this is a letter that the secretary can have. I'll sign it.
That's what I would say.
I have it.
I'd slap it online.
And I'll sign it, and then we can do it.
Tell you what, why don't you sign it if it's an extra one, and I'll take it with in case they want me to send
okay.
it. Well, I don't think they need it. All they need is the rejection of the new board members for purposes of the workers.
Well, there's always questions about that.
Right, yeah. right.
Okay. The second letter is to the bank. Customer service representative at the Country Bank, to whom it may concern. On June 8th, the Board of Directors of the Walker Fire Protection Association voted unanimously to name Lance Gilbert as treasurer to replace Dan Dougherty. As a result, we would like to remove Dan Dougherty as a signer for the following accounts: the WFPA and its subsidiary trash service held at your institution, and to add Lance Gilbert. These then there's the checking numbers and the money market numbers. And Lance Gilbert as treasurer, Clyde McKay as secretary, William Loftage are authorized to conduct any and all transactions necessary to conduct WFPA business.
Great. And we were not going to need to add Rudy to that, correct?
No. Rudy,
okay.
this is access to the bank account.
Okay.
Now, Lance had asked earlier, what do we need to do? And that means we need to go to the bank and get the signature cards, and we all have to do it. Right.
Okay.
Now, last year, Dan did not have a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was partially as a control issue, so that even though he's treasurer, he didn't have access to the money. It's just a visibility thing. You know, but it created some issues where he was available, and they used my credit card for things when I wasn't there. So. Clyde, the same thing with him. Now, do we want to issue credit cards for Clyde and the treasurer, or do we just keep it the way it is now? Roger has a credit card. I have a credit card. Bud has a credit card.
As does Mark Keegan.
And Mark Keegan, for operation reasons. Now, this shouldn't change that because that's at a different institution, right? The bank, the credit cards. Yeah.
We use BMO for.
Yeah.
The department operations credit card. I don't know which one.
Right. Okay. Yeah. This has to do with the bank.
Okay.
So here's
Clyde.
Here's this.
Bud would use it because he's kind of what's his facilities manager or what's Bud's title?
I guess his title would be station boss.
Okay.
Practically speaking, that is, am I hijacking the report? Practically speaking, that is, you know, small things that are fix-its on the truck.
Right.
Fix-its on tools, kind of stuff around the station house.
Okay.
You know, that's, tires is a big one. We're getting tires.
Okay.
We're frustrated through today.
Gotcha. So it's essential he has one. And that was why I asked about Rudy. I don't know, I mean, Rudy is kind of taking care of more maintenance, more fixing stuff. Would he ever have a need to use a credit card with someone that just dropped off a big load of gravel, or?
We have a system pretty well set up with Roger,
okay,
with Rudy now that gets paid, and if push comes to shove, he can call me and I use my credit card.
Okay.
Or he can, no, if you have a credit card, you can call the treasurer.
Okay.
You're full-time up here, right? You're living here.
Well, almost.
Almost, okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm
so,
for that, but then
you have somebody that's spending money that's not actually putting the money out. He has to go to somebody else to get the money. So it's kind of a check and balance.
Right. But as long as there's something in place, I thought this is perfect time to flesh that out.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So that should work.
I
probably bumped into the treasurer.
So do we need to amend that 4 weeks to stick in with this? Changing him, and that's it.
That's it. Basically,
that's it.
We don't need to change anything else, but we, because we did change the one person,
right,
all of us that are signers have to go down and sign.
Go down and sign, or can you bring the forms here? Or?
They got to go get them notarized, so then you'd have to have a notary.
Oh, I understand.
And we don't have to be there all at the same time, although it helps, but we can go in at different times.
So the three of you need to coordinate that
right
moment. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And Adam is not on the account. Right, he's not a signer on the account.
Right.
He writes checks out of there. You know, he can, you know, do the online banking, but that's why we have the ability to see what is going through the bank account.
Right.
Well, we should. Okay. Well, I'll wait till the treasurer's to ask about auditing. Or we could. Do you want to talk about that now for a minute?
I just think you could wrap up your president's report.
Okay.
I second that.
All right, secretary's report.
Some minutes sent out for the last meeting.
Annual meeting?
For the last monthly meeting.
Okay.
The minutes for the annual meeting are complete. One last change that we made this morning to that name that I didn't have his spelling. And I'll get those put on the website this afternoon tomorrow.
Cool.
Good job.
Did you guys end up on the distribution for the minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he made the change in time.
Yeah,
that
was
well. Okay.
Two or three emails in the last week. Yeah. So thank
right
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
is there
a motion?
Definitely make a motion to waive the reading of the minutes.
That's exactly what
the treasurer's report as stated.
Is there a second?
Secretary's report.
Sean seconds. We've lost our motion and seconder here.
Right, I know. We're busy.
So any discussion discussion about the minutes?
I'm catching on fast. Okay.
Any discussion about the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Into the breach steps Lance.
Okay. Treasury report. I'll go over the highlights for Clyde real quick. Total checking and savings account is $205.539.30.
$205.539.30.
Okay. Total assets, $300,024.799.72. Okay. Total liabilities for the month of May is $723.02.
Really? That was the expenses in May?
No. Where's the expenses? They're further down.
Okay.
So then there's a section for income. Gross profit was
$20,125.65. What was total expenses? Total rolled up expenses.
Well, we have a call waiting here, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Do you need call waiting?
No.
That's another service we could probably stop.
Yeah. The phone for anything anymore.
Right.
Oh, here it is. Total expense.
That's another expense we don't have. Do you have a voicemail?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a okay? So you need the voicemail, so the call waiting probably comes.
Total expenses for May was $14,957.23.
Okay. Attaboy, Roger. Spend that money.
And for a net income of $5,168.42.
But that's a distorted view because it's we have the $10,000 that came in from the trash collection.
Yeah.
And we don't know how that fits with the year end to date. We don't have the year to date report yet. He'll give that to us for next month.
Yeah. So I've made an action list to contact the accountant to get the column added for year to date.
And against the budget, that's the other thing we didn't talk about. Oh. He should have how are we fitting within the budget on the same page. He used to do that. I don't know why he stopped.
That's a good month.
Yeah.
Okay. I got an action item to get this published on the website through Chris. I also asked the accountant for the Walker trash report and then schedule a bank signing meeting with you too.
Okay. All right. Have a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
Sure, I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Second that.
Any discussion about the treasurer's report? Any questions?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Fire chief's report.
Three calls, hazmat, low angle rescue, and a medical call. Training, we had two versions of structure protection during wildland fires. Fleet apparatus is due to start cycling through for annual maintenance starting July 1st. Something that is not on there, Clyde, is Brush 83 should be headed up to Potato Patch in the next couple of days. Facilities, we installed a whiteboard in the bays for training. Personnel, second-year firefighter Jerry Allison successfully completed EMT training and is now certified. Severity, which is weekend station manning, has commenced and is expected to run through July 4th, assuming the monsoon season starts around that time. Yavapai County Fire Chiefs, no report. PRCC, for the new guys, that's the Prescott Regional Communication Center, which is who dispatches us. Just heard that a second on radio. For dispatching purposes, the term patrol, as in patrol 80 or patrol 85, has disappeared as of June 1st. Those vehicles are now known as Brush, as in Brush 80 or Brush 85. This is a repeat from last month, and this is just to help remember the terminology better. Personal item. My wife and I are in the middle of filming for an episode of a reality TV show for our Airbnb that will air in August. This is relevant for the fire department, in that for one day of filming, two firefighters wearing blue Walker fire shirts worked on the project with the show hosts. Brush 80 was on the set for the day, but I don't know if it'll make it into the final episode. But anyway, quite a bit of time potentially of blue shirts on the show.
Did you have a visible sign that said donations?
Walker, yeah, walkerfire.org. You know.
They're very clear about no URLs or phone numbers.
Right.
Roger, what's the low angle rescue?
Think about the hill here down to the creek. If we needed to pull someone up from there, that would be considered low angle.
And what was the hazmat? What was that all about?
Hazmat, everyone we've ever had, since I've been around, has been related to a propane tank or a carbon dioxide issue in the home.
Okay, gotcha. Wow. So
they label it hazmat, which is a little dramatic.
Right.
But that's
still
carbon monoxide.
Monoxide, sorry.
Yeah.
What's going on with the ISO?
We've heard nothing.
Sorry.
Last time, I think it was late June that we heard, but that's, not medium to low degree of confidence there.
My
I'd like to make a motion to accept the fire chief's report. Your eyes said it all.
There. That's right. Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Committee reports. Potato patch. Now we got to do it again. I know you kind of ran through it. Yeah. Tell us what's going on up there.
Basically, it was resubmitted back to the county again on Thursday.
That's Mark Heron.
And all it was they made us have complete engineering for all the steel lintels that go into the building, which they've never done before. There's a lot of new requirements coming from the county, and they're all nuisance. They're not big, major issues. The biggest issue we had there was they declared that a pretty severe flood zone and made us go to block. So after plans were approved as a frame structure, then they made us go block. We had to have it redrawn, re-engineered. But it's done. It's back into them, and I would anticipate they'll have permit with it.
So the costs, what are the costs associated with that so far? Is this something that you're helping them with?
Basically, they're going to pay for their permit. We're doing, Outback is doing
the engineering and stuff.
Everything for them.
Yeah.
Their estimated cost is about $45,000.
Wow, and that's more than we expected, right?
It's more than we expected.
Right.
But it's a little bigger building, and it's all blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And they made us put vents in the walls where the water can flow.
Right, during this big flood moment.
It's insane.
Right.
Oh. But anyways, it'll be a nice building.
No critter can get through that.
Right.
No.
How long
these
is
these are, they're stainless steel vents, 8x16. They replace the block. They flow one direction, and they're screened inside. At $300 a piece, they should be doing pretty good.
And you need how many?
Wow.
$2,000 just like that. How long is the building?
How long is
the total building inside?
Length.
28.
Okay. Because I was thinking we're going to put, if engine 86 is going there, it's a big vehicle, but it's probably not more than 20 feet.
25 by 28?
I think that's what it is. I think they match what we have up there on Big Bug.
Wow, it's big.
I think it's the same size. It's the same 10-foot high walls.
You can't get two trucks in 25 feet width?
No, you can't get two trucks.
The whole
Hugo fire truck.
The whole side would have to be a door.
Yeah. Right.
Otherwise, you'd be backing in.
Yeah.
Like that.
Right.
Parallel parking.
Yeah.
Right.
Now,
all right.
Oh, cool. Now, is this something that we're paying for this, or
potato patch?
They're doing a sand assessment.
Right.
And we've been working, trying to finalize the numbers. Every time we got them closed, the county came back and said it's different. So the prices have just been kind of a moving target, but they're pretty solid now.
So basically, through the HOA, they're going to assess each homeowner a certain amount. Now, is it for full cost, or?
I don't know.
Okay, we don't know that for sure, but I'm
DeCamillo.
Okay, right.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah. Right.
He and Kurt Bowers are the ones that are, all I do, I'm coordinating the construction.
Okay.
We're going to manage it for them, clean up the site, we'll do all the tractor work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they're paying the hard costs.
Right.
What's going on.
And I think we had, as WFPA, somebody would have to go way back into the minutes, but I think we said we would even kick in maybe up to half, something like that. So they'll do an assessment to each property owner, the number that they think they could get away with, and that seems appropriate.
Well, I will tell you that in none of my discussions with them have they ever brought up Walker fire paying.
Okay. All right.
So
I think that was our offer. Now, whether they accept it or not,
we did, and we sent a letter to them.
Right.
Okay.
So, but again, though, it's Walker area fire protection.
Right.
I mean, that can't be.
We can't not have the building because we don't have enough money.
Is the equipment considered part of the funding for the building?
No.
Be supplying the equipment, right?
We would just put that maybe like Roger said.
The building
86 in there
publicly is not a fire station.
Right.
It's a storage garage.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I drove to Potato Patch within the last month, and it would be a very slow go in a tender or a tanker of some sort. Boy, that would take a long time to get it.
Or any piece of heavy equipment.
Right.
Very slow.
Yeah, even when the road is in good shape, Right. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Mark, for that. Rudy we have some communication with Rudy about your rocks between you and Rudy.
Yep.
Did you see that thing he has sitting out there, the horse blanket he calls it?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go look?
I will. After the meeting. Sure,
okay.
Sure.
Right. Well, I want you to look now. If it takes a second, open that back door and sneak a peek out.
Well, I can't just open the back door, but I'll go around.
You can't?
The alarm's on, probably.
No.
41 is not
over there for
okay, hang on. We'll send.
Oh, I have to say that.
Yeah, I think that's going to do it. I just haven't had time to get down there and clean it up.
Yeah, I wanted to have him, take a look at it and see what his thoughts are. Yeah, you're going to spend $400-$600 to cover that up with those kinds of pads. I don't know how safe that is. Did you see it, Clyde? Yes, because you won't know what's underneath.
I'm thinking maybe it's half a dozen railroad ties buried in there, like a little bridge.
Draw a blank on the name of the road. But anyways, it's on the back of the place.
Yeah. Okay. He's going to get tied up talking to somebody. That's what's going to happen here. So, yeah, I hear it.
When I get the deuce,
he's shopping through the boxes of
stuff.
Or when I get like annual contributions,
right?
Do I notify anybody?
You give me Lance asked, when he gets contributions in the mail, you forward them to Adam. Adam handles all of that. He gets the mail that from our post box 10174. He gets that mail. You'll get the ones that people are sending here that Roger gets and puts in your box. For continuity, let Adam take care of those deposits. We try to take care of the deposits for the cash events that we have, Walker Day, Pancake Breakfast, rather than sending that cash to Adam, then he counts it and then spends his time doing it. We can do that ourselves.
Okay, so just get this.
Just give that to Adam. And he sends a receipt. He
right.
sends a receipt. And the Walker Trash, the same thing. His receipt has the access number on it. But we always get calls because they want it. As soon as they put the check in the mail, they want the access code because they said, oh, I need the access code. So, all right. What do you think about the horse blanket?
It's still, I'll put on my insurance dude hat. It's still alive. Those rocks are still a liability.
Yeah.
People trying to, Walker Day, we have everything against the building all on tables, and they're trying to traverse those chunky rocks. I never expected those rocks to be so big. I expected something more like leech rock size, inch and a half or something like that, that would traverse that rock and that whole thing and would allow for drainage. That's what I was suggesting. Leech rock and then it'll still allow drainage. So that'll be my suggestion to Ruby is let's just get 10 tons of leach rock all the way down to that drain and cover that top with the soft,
Rudy's answer to that
was
that leach rock will then filter down into the big rock.
I don't believe it will. If you had ABC, you'd have
leech
trouble.
Rock's an inch and a half. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you had ABC with the dust.
Okay.
A little bit of it will go in, but
it'll
slow down the flow.
Those rocks are so big, nothing's going to slow down the flow, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clyde, you've been down there with you did this with your tractor.
Right, right.
Are we going to take some of the big rocks out to make room, or are you going to have a mound now?
I'll say this, maybe.
How thick of this?
It's probably up 6 inches more than it needs to be before we put the leach rock down. So I'm going
to
say
you
probably
have a week to get it done.
Correct. Now, when you say week, we have a week.
Yeah.
I'd like to say someone. The word someone has a week. Right. I'd love to. You guys
get them out here.
If Rudy can coordinate with you with your tractor, blah blah blah, get it done before Walker Day, that would be.
Well,
great.
Is your tractor big enough to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Part of it's just going to be the handwork of putting your bucket there and then tossing. Right, but that leach rock would be probably the appropriate thing. Can you scoop? I just didn't know if you could scoop rocks that chunky, you know. Yeah.
Well, these are miserable to pick up.
Right. Oh, they are.
Leach rock is no problem.
Leach rock.
These suck.
yeah, these would have been terrible to push around.
Josh's place, they're moving rocks the size of a cake.
hydrants, right, on the side of the road.
Well, okay.
So at any rate, that needs to be done ideally before Walker Day, and then
that's on next Saturday.
Correct. Right. Thanks for the reminder. And then this lot, am I pointing the right? Yeah, the lot needs to be regraveled as well. And Rudy had talked about a new inch of gravel.
It's not done?
No, it will be done though. Correct.
But I don't know when.
Yeah, I think Rudy is aware of it. He'll get it done before.
The county claimed that they were going to do it, but I haven't been there.
Oh,
yet.
I thought the county was not going to do it this time, according to Lauren.
Oh, okay.
That they said that they did it last time and it cost them like $3,000, and they're not doing it again.
They took the rest of that pile that was sitting out there and spread it over by the dumpsters.
Okay.
So where the pile was is a little thin, but, I mean, it's
right.
Livable.
Okay.
I didn't really note. I didn't pay much attention today, but I saw it a couple of days ago, and I could see a lot of bare areas. I just thought it would be nice if it was done. But
okay,
yeah.
It's serviceable. If it's serviceable, we'll have to take a walk out after the meeting
and
kind of see what we need to do.
Okay.
If we need to get.
So we may need to have it.
May need another top coat
the
there.
May.
Right, right. And then the park looks good. Lance did a nice job.
Yeah, looks good over that.
That looks good. We've never put chips down before. It's not as sticky already. I remember the first day I was walking out there and they were sticking to my shoes.
Yeah,
I thought, not just people, but these guys with these classic cars, if they show up, might complain that now they got wood chips spinning around their tires into their wheel well.
Okay.
You know what?
Right, Walker Day.
Okay, so we're spinning right into Walker Day.
Yeah, right.
So, Lance, ideally, you'll be here on Walker Day, right? And as treasurer, ideally, we will let you go around and do deposits for cash. And then I'll tell you how I've done it in the past, but it would be great if that was one of the things that was in your mind. We'll give you a money pouch. And there's only yard sale and really the front table where we sell tickets. Those should be the only two
and
places.
And merchandise,
where you can actually do deposits.
Oh, we have a sign auction?
No. Well, the only thing that's going to be signed is that trailer, that little trailer, and we're going to start it off at a penny. We'll get it on online. Let people know it starts at a penny, and if it goes for $8, I don't care. It's gone, and it would have been. It's fun.
You couldn't fill that with water and put it at your new garage up and take it back.
There you go. Yeah. It'd be like a garbage can fire. You know?
We haven't had any discussion about the food.
Right. The good news is, blessing for me is I don't have to. You take care of the food.
So you're going to ask
300 of each. We'll start with
300. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do 300 burgers, 300 dogs, and make sure you get the little fun size dessert. And
God, do we have to have dessert?
Nobody gets hurt. Well, I advertise dessert. It's fun. It's fun size. Right.
I have to come up.
Yeah, way in the back, son. Go ahead. Yes, you with the hand and the glasses in the hand.
Directly to the food. How much are the tickets? We're going to have
$5.
$5, okay.
Correct. Just, we're keeping it at $5, and that's one thing I have to check today.
Hot dog, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a complete meal for $5. Most places doing fundraisers is going to be like at 8.
Oh, my God,
It's a deal.
When do we last do it? It was like burgers, bag of chips, and a cookie or something like that.
And you get a drink.
And a drink.
And you get a drink. It's simple.
That was your dessert.
Yeah.
A cookie or something.
Yeah. But, I mean...
It's a fun size Snickers. Who cares? It's a dessert.
Right.
We're going to have kids here.
The dessert's a pain because you either buy those individual packages of Oreo cookies or whatever it happens to be, or you have just cookies laying out to people reaching there with their little hands.
I thought you've done a great job. You get like Halloween size bags.
Yeah.
And we need 400 of them. Not everybody's going to get one, but you got to get a couple.
Then we leave them in the back room here, and they sit there for 2 years, right after the ones that we don't
have. Well,
if they're still here, we'll put them out this year, you know. We're not saying fresh dessert. We're saying dessert.
And then Linda Emmett brought in some. She made some brownies and stuff, too. So,
right.
Okay.
And I will send out emails.
Okay, I'll get a food group for sure.
Good. And Nick Lehman? Down by me is willing to help again as well.
Do it to cook?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one other person that helped last year. Karen's husband.
Tony.
So you got those two plus your other crew. That even gives you a little trade out if some guys need a break. It should be like 78 and sunny. I mean, it already looked like it's going to be a beautiful Walker Day. Unlike 2 years ago when it was 88, 89 degrees. Last year when it rained like crazy. This one could be good. They just put on their email blast about the car show to the local car club. So I've had no one say that they're going to bring their car because I asked these guys to email me so I could get a number. But when I did one of my radio shows, we had a call in from one of the guys from the car club, and he said, "Oh, I'm planning to bring my car. A few of us are." So, well, that would be great, but let me know who. I don't want 40 cars to show up. I got room for 15.
You tell me you're going to park them on the rocks.
I told them we're going to park them. They're going to get the best parking in the house, you know. Right, right.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah, go ahead.
What time do you want the trucks out of the barn?
You know what? It doesn't have to be. If they're out by 9, that's sufficient.
Okay.
That's sufficient. Because Walker Day officially starts at 11. No one really should be trying hard to set up before 10. I don't want my cars to show up until 10:30. 9's great.
Okay.
Right. And then you'll be able to put them in prime spots before other cars come in.
And the yard sale starts at like 7?
Yard sale starts, I think we advertise 9, but people will come early.
9.
Right.
Yeah. People will come early, though.
They come at 4.
Right.
Yeah. That's a morning sport.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah, the professional flashlight.
Well, keep in mind.
Overnight.
I'm always trying to do the balance. If we get a lot of donations, like last year we had started even on Thursday, seeing that there was tough weather coming, but I'll start it on Friday because we need to sell as much as we can by around 9:30 or 10 o'clock Walker Day to use those tables so people can sit on them.
Right, you got to clean up. And
yeah, we
got
to. So I have to start the yard sale Friday. So at least we get everything out and kind of priced, and it lightens the load for Walker Day, which is already kind of a zoo, you know. So we'll do the Friday thing. Right, right.
We need to have your trailer ready right after this, too, to whatever we don't sell.
Right.
You want me to bring it down here? Park it down and take up space.
No, don't bring it down just yet.
No, towards the end of it.
I've got Goodwill, a new place, promising to come at 2 o'clock.
No, 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 like last year.
That was a different group. That was the DAV. And they were terrible, and they showed up late, and they only took what
they wanted. They didn't take
right. It was like, well, however, go ahead, John. If they hadn't taken what they did, though, we couldn't have gotten everything on his trail. So some Goodwill industry, one of these retail places has to show up and take as much as they can.
So I need to have my trailer here at 2. At 2 o'clock?
We'll send you off.
Yeah, so typically at the end of it, whatever's left over, whoever's around there, just grab hands, people just help.
Right.
You know, dispose of the rest of the deals, whether it's give it to people, hey, take it, it's free. Or,
right, right, right.
Yeah.
Right. So ideally what we'll do is around noon, we'll announce like half price yard sale. People can go, and if there's something they were eyeing, blah, 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 they can grab it.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, though, that's when I want the crew that's out there to start packing it all up in boxes and getting ready for that truck to show up at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
That way, by 2:30, 3 o'clock,
clear.
People can go home because by then we've all been here since 7. It's a long day. You know, we probably still won't even have trucks in by then. So it's a long day. Yeah, I get that.
How are you doing with help?
Say it again?
How are you doing with help?
Say it one more time.
How are you doing with help?
Oh, you know what? People always show up.
Okay.
That's Walker Day.
Okay.
You know, no one wants to say way ahead of time that they'll be there. They don't know what their life's going to look like. But generally on Walker Day, we get tons of people. I remember 2 years ago we had such a huge crowd, a couple of the firefighters just jumped in to do traffic control. And that Eric and one other guy, that was essential because it was really getting a little ugly, you know. So, good.
Any areas you need help with?
I've got a couple drivers already that have said that they'll be willing to shuttle.
Okay.
That, to me, is really helpful. No one wants to lug their two kids all the way down to the 100 mailboxes to park and then, you know, try to drag them down there and... It's too dangerous a trip, you know. So to have some guy with a quad that has shuttle on it, it's kind of fun, you know.
Okay.
So I've got at least 2. I probably can get up to 4, but I'll ask Vic again because Vic.
Have you talked to the people that own the mailbox?
I'll send them an email. They've always been what's the last name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, they've always been nice enough to say fine, and I'd like to try to get people that are working for Walker Day to park at.
Hummingbird Hill.
Hummingbird. I was thinking it was Butterfly. A Hummingbird Hill parking lot. It's a little lot, but we can get 30 cars in there. Just pack them in. I mean, I can be in the back, you know. So that I will also contact them just to make sure that they're fine with it.
If I haul my tractor down too, you know where all that little chips are out past the end of the parking lot?
Yes.
If that could be straightened out, that could be
right.
parking.
Right.
That's true.
Well,
right.
That could be. Well, we need to move the. They were supposed to have moved the dumpsters back. They didn't do it.
Right. Right.
So I got to call them again. Okay. Otherwise, they take up parking spaces. But we got
to
get pushed.
Better to have them back there. Good.
Yeah.
So you're on that.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I saw last week. It's like, oh, man, I got to get. It's always spinning on the head.
Yeah.
You know.
We could have somebody monitoring parking so people park efficiently too.
Well, that's the other part of it is get them to. One year I was going to have Pisky go ahead and put stripes with paint. Just so people could get kind of close to a spot. But you're right. If someone was there just to kind of get people kind of tight.
Bag of chalk. And
That was it. He ultimately said, I'll do a chalk thing, and that didn't work out. It seemed like a neat idea, but.
Lining is a.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right.
It can be a. Okay.
Right.
All right. So it's next Saturday. Are you coming?
I'm not available. My brother's flying in there.
Okay. You're there.
Pick him up.
Okay. And I'll have a, you know, obviously I'm going to have a crew of cooks.
Right.
We have extras. You know, Gene Tomek always helps, and
right.
so he's around.
Oh, right.
You might be able to rope him into some of these other things. Okay. Old business. Station Wi-Fi security, just a quick blurb.
I just need to reconnect with Matt and find out when he's able to put the keypads in. Other than that, we're good.
Keypads, okay.
Yeah.
And because you have the cameras up.
Yeah.
And I know you sent me access, how to get access. I
yeah.
probably lost it. So you have to do it again and walk me through it because, you know.
I can send it to him. I'll just email out. Everyone can access them, go on and look at
right.
anyone.
Right.
The only time I look at them is when I hear someone complain about it.
Right.
Yeah, because we had another dump issue over there. I don't have any idea how to find them.
Yeah,
but there's
stuff.
Another couple at the other end dumping at the same time, putting stuff in.
So,
these guys come up and just dump it on
the
ground.
Just dumping on the ground, yeah.
Wow. Takes a lot of nerve.
In a blue Nissan, two ladies in an old Nissan blue pickup truck.
Yeah.
Okay, Potato Patch Building, we already heard about that. Thanks, Mark. Building maintenance, Rudy's not here.
Well, we went through that with the rocks.
The rocks and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The annual meeting. Okay, the annual meeting went,
yeah,
I think, pretty well.
Sure.
Nobody got hurt. We have the minutes already.
Yeah.
No hazmat call.
And merchandise, I don't know, she didn't do as well. I don't think that she would like to have done, but she did $700 or something like that.
That's a lot. And she'll be at Walker Day.
She'll be at Walker Day.
I wrote a blurb for
right.
her today on the Walker Day update, but Chris didn't get it out yesterday.
It just went out.
Did it just go out?
Yeah.
Right, okay. All right.
All right. And then the budget, we've already submitted the budget. Adam says that he has it. When you're talking to him, we're going to have that third line so we can see where we are versus the budget at the same time. You know, we get a month, you know, kind of a, you know, checks and balances of what we're doing. Okay?
All right.
Is that anything else? Something else that we need to talk about in terms of?
In the announcement, there's a wedding at the church today. The Walker
is
Church.
An open wedding? You have to have an invitation.
Yeah, I'm going. BJ and Carla?
BJ and Carla, yeah. Okay. Any new business?
No.
Okay. Community announcements. Firewise. You want to say something for the Firewise community? Are the WCAA?
I support Firewise.
There you go.
I do. I had two questions, if this is where you want to address them.
Sure.
One was, where are we at on the signs, the flashing signs that we were going to do? Was he still able to get those put in for you?
What we do is we take the questions and then we answer them after
you're
asking the question.
So that's the first one.
Yeah.
And then the second one would be, if you're doing a silent auction on the trailer,
mm-hmm.
I had a portrait made up that I was going to give to a client, and I would be willing to put it into a silent auction
mm-hmm.
for the department if you want.
Mm-hmm.
These typically go for about $500. I think they're about 40-inch square picture. My wife takes pictures.
Right.
And this particular one is a small herd of deer laying in the snow during a storm, and all you see is their heads.
That's a beautiful
picture. It's a cool picture.
Right.
A 40-inch square canvas that I would donate to a silent auction.
Okay, let me keep it in mind.
Use it for something else.
You know what? Would you... I don't have anyone doing an official silent auction this year. I'm going to do that trailer because we talked about it. Could you hang on to it until next year, or is it, would you really like to just get rid of it?
No, I'll tell you, by next year,
yeah.
My goal is to have several items, because I'm downsizing
right.
our semi-museum.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
And
cool.
I'm going to be donating some...
Sometimes we wait till the end to discuss the question.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Oh,
yeah, please. Okay. That's the second question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It can get out of control.
Yeah, well,
okay, the flashing signs. Who was it that even, was that John Lee? Who was it? John Lee.
Yeah.
And I've not heard anything more. I've asked him a couple of different times, so I don't know what the status of that is. And have you communicated with him directly?
About a month after.
Yeah, right. And we never heard anything else.
Might have a little bit of insight.
Okay, there you go.
I'm pretty sure it's a kind of a like a hardware problem, like just figuring out some of the mechanics. I think that's where it is. But I will reach out to him and put him in touch with you. Yeah.
Okay, so you're in that loop then.
But
okay.
Involved in their operation.
Right, right, okay. So the, I thought these were ready-made, already, you know, things. These signs are something that you...
several pieces to cobble together to make this all work.
Okay.
There's the, you know, the lighting, the solar out at the thing, the radio frequency or however the remote control works
okay. Here
in the trucks, installing it in the trucks. I mean, it's a few moving pieces. He just had his wife just had a baby
okay.
May 8th or 9th or something like that.
Well, that's not our fault.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, sure. He's busy. Okay, everybody's busy. So there you go. So as long as you're still around and willing to help, good. Okay. Any other discussion about Mark's questions? Did you finish?
Do I ever?
No.
Johnny, just on the,
for the guy that complains about the
long meeting. On the silent auction thing,
right?
You know, some of the silent auctions I've seen people do is like, you know, they'll do like desserts and cakes and stuff. They'll just have a table where things are
right.
laid out,
right.
And you fill it in, and then you know, at 5 o'clock today,
correct.
We're
going to close it out.
And then we're going to close out. So maybe you
right.
could have a table set up inside with a few things on there where.
Okay.
Yeah,
we've done that in the past. Myra was great
yeah.
at putting that together. I reached
okay.
out to her a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
and she said,
she's
not able this
no,
year,
right.
for
she's,
sure.
And what happens, well, I think what happened
yeah.
is that it graduated from $10 items
yeah.
to $500 items.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So what we were getting is $10 on $500 items.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
the issue
and
with that.
One more thing to announce. It was just a little too busy this year for
yeah.
that, so I thought with... Just in order to get rid of that one little trailer,
yeah.
we'll do one item as a silent auction, but to have the whole area designated with tables and everything, I just couldn't afford the space, and I didn't have the personnel for it,
okay.
really. But if you could hang on, next year I would make sure that we would do a silent auction with higher-end items like that and then announce it much more frequently. It just adds another big chunk.
What about the selling it at the yard sale?
Yeah,
and
then
you have a boutique section.
You can, but I find this stuff doesn't go for much of anything.
People want to pay for it.
Yeah, people want that $150 item for $10.
What if you put the painting in the trailer?
There we go. There we go. Right. Okay, now we're talking.
See?
This is all marketing. I like it. Yeah.
Okay.
That being said, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the this June meeting.
Are you the designated seconder?
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Goodbye.
Louise, that was it.
The other thing we need to do is return
to the
board.